Kyle Rudolph, your very first Arctic Blast. What do you think?
It's pretty cool to have the opportunity. I was asked this question before, you know, why in your off season when you have all the free time in the world and you could be somewhere warm, why would you come up here and, you know, for the Vikings Children's Fund and the people of Minnesota to reach all ends of our state? You know, we feel like we have the best fans in the country to have the opportunity to come up here and spend time with them, get to know them, get to know the small town of Thief River Falls is pretty fun.
You were officiating the game between alumni and staff and then the people of Thief River Falls. What was it like to be on that side of the game?
It was interesting. I think my favorite part of the game was the Dippin' Dots break that I took briefly to get up to the concession stand. But the Thief River Falls faithful showed up. It was a great crowd. Thief River Falls put a great team together. The Vikings came out on top, so we were happy about that.
Not too many officials can work in a Dippin' Dots break.
Exactly. I mean, I made sure I fitted in there in the second half. I was quick and was able to get back to my spot.
And then shifting forward, this time of the calendar, it's a little bit of a dead period. Folks everywhere getting ready for the combine. Does it bring back memories of your combine experience?
It does. It's crazy to think about, you know, being 5 years ago at this point. But, you know, I don't envy what those kids are going through right now, all the stress and pressure that you put on yourself coming off your college season, getting ready for the combine, getting ready for pro days. That's definitely the longest year of their career. But it's all worth it. You know, when you hear your name called on draft day, there aren't many feelings quite like it.
What advice would you most want to pass on to upcoming players about that experience?
Just enjoy the process. You know, you're getting to – your dream is becoming a reality, and you have the opportunity to go out and show your skills in front of a bunch of teams, executives, coaches. So just enjoy it. Don't let it get too big. Don't let it – you know, don't put too much pressure on yourself. You've done all the work up to this point to become the player that you are, so just go out and enjoy it and have fun.
Experienced a new coaching staff this time last year. How beneficial has it been to you entering the off season and the upcoming training you're going to do to know kind of the system in place?
It'll be huge. I feel like every time you implement a new system, new staff, year two is always going to be better. We're familiar with each other. They know us. We know them. We know the system. Now it's just about getting better, us individually as players and then as a whole, as a team. So I'm excited to get back up here in April and get working with Evan Marcus and Jeff Hurd in our strength program and then getting back out on the field in late spring and building towards 2015.
How exciting was it to see that Teddy was selected as Pepsi Rookie of the Year, and were you guys so proud of his accomplishment and the help that you gave him to get that?
Definitely. You know, I was down in Arizona with him, and, you know, when he got the award, I don't think there's anyone more deserving. What he was able to do coming in, not really expecting to play this year, and when Matt went down, he came in, and the presence that he had in the New Orleans game on the road in the Superdome, I knew he was going to have a lot of success this year, and it's great to see that noticed.